Only discovered in the 1970s, hydrothermal vents have turned out to be some of the most fascinating ecosystems on Earth. These deep-sea geysers are teeming with unusual life. But there are some fundamental questions scientists studying hydrothermal vents don't yet know the answers to. Claire Waltz at the University of Leeds, for instance, is investigating food webs. What does everything living in the sediments around hydrothermal vents eat? Planet Earth podcast presenter Richard Hollingham went to visit Claire's lab in Leeds. She began by showing him the freezer where the samples are kept at minus 80 degrees.
I have to ask you not to touch bits of this freezer because I've got nice big blue insulated gloves on. If you touch it, you'll get stuck to it, and then we have serious problems.
Oh, you can feel the cold. It's like a slice of Antarctica just there. Okay, I'm not touching it.
Okay, I'm going to open this bottom drawer here. So this is the one that my samples are kept in. And these, literally, bags of mud are mine. You can hear the crackle. That's just a plastic bag, but it's because it's so cold, it sounds really brittle. So we'll take these out, put them on the bench and have a quick look.
So we've got, what, frozen sediment samples from where?
This site is called Hook Ridge, and it's what we call a diffuse hydrothermal venting site. Instead of this kind of rocky bottom with chimneys, there's actually a cover of soft sediment or mud over that. So the hydrothermal fluids are coming bubbling out through the mud.
I have to say, if we can look through the bag, again, I'm not going to touch that. It just looks like crisp-sized bags of frozen mud.
That is actually what it is, but they're very carefully labelled bags of frozen mud.
And appearances can be deceptive, because this sediment is full of life.
So we've come into the microscopy lab, and appropriately enough, there is a microscope. And under there you've got a sizeable Petri dish.
This is a sample that was actually preserved slightly differently. It was pickled, if you like, in formalin. And what I've done this morning is I've taken the whole sediment sample and I've sieved it. And what we're looking at is the coarser fraction, greater than 250 microns in size. That's a quarter of a millimetre, so still quite small. And we're going to have a look at it under the microscope to see what animals are living in the sediment that we can pick out for analysis.
And so what are you trying to find out?
I'm interested in carbon cycling. That really means where is the food coming from for this ecosystem and how does that food travel through the ecosystem? So who is eating what and who is eating who else?
And how are you doing that?
At a hydrothermal vent system, we have a really interesting phenomenon in that the biological community there has two different sources of food. Mostly in the deep sea, there's only one source of food. That's food that falls down from the surface ocean, from plant production in the surface ocean. At a hydrothermal vent, there are really interesting microbial communities that can also make food, just like plants do at the surface. And instead of using sunlight, because there's no sunlight at 1,500 metres in the ocean, they use the chemical energy from all of these strange volcanic fluids seeping out of the seafloor. So this biological community has a choice of two different food types. It can eat algae sinking from the surface of the ocean, or it can eat bacteria that are producing food in situ on the sea floor. And the thing we don't know is to what extent is this community reliant on those two different types of food. So where's the carbon coming from? How is it being cycled?
And how are you trying to look at that, investigate that?
Okay, so I did some experiments where I collected sediment cores. I collected tubes full of sediment that had all of their natural structure and their natural biology intact. And I then added chemical labels to those cores. Some of that was chemically labeled algae, and in different cores, I added a chemical label that the in situ bacteria would take up. I'm then going to pick out the animals from these sediment samples and see which animals ate which different type of food.
And is it quite exciting to be working on something in an environment that really we've only started exploring in the last 10, 20 years?
Yes, that's fantastically exciting. I feel very privileged to be in this position of doing something for the first time. It's really exploratory, and that's fantastically exciting.
Claire Waltz at the University of Leeds, talking with Richard Hollingham. And you can find the latest Planet Earth podcast on our website at nakedscientists.com/planetearth.